At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hope you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, guys. It is Dukes and Bell. We are off tomorrow and Friday. Back with you on Monday after the long holiday. But we'll have a lot to chop up come Monday, man, because Falcons heading to New York to take on the Jets. We got the Dogs and Georgia Tech. And obviously all of these rivalry games, Mike, and we were just talking amongst ourselves as Day-Day's up here with our executive producer, how important some of these games are going to be, not just for the college football playoff, but also just, you know, in the pecking order of what we think about some of these teams. Somebody's going to lay an egg this weekend, guys. So there will be upsets. And how that plays out will affect these rankings and certainly, you know, who's going to be in the mix for a chance to get into the 12. Look, Miami is the one that I'm watching, Mike. I just feel like they could wet the bed very easily this weekend.
Well, that's the one thing about Cristobal. If it comes down to a close decision, for instance, two coaches who do some of the stupidest stuff. How about Narduzzi with the fake punt
right
against Georgia? I mean, the only thing you cannot do is a fake punt there. And as I said, because my wife is a Pitt alum, I have to watch a lot of Pitt football. And he's good for one of those kind of wacky decisions every now and again. And Cristobal and his guys, it's generally just basic, you know, blocking and tackling game management that sometimes he struggles with. And look, Carson Beck, as we said, is he good for a pickoff or two? Pitt is a compelling squad. How does that Miami defense try to shake up that 18-year-old quarterback? So that's an exciting game. You're right. And the ramifications, the slim chance to get to the ACC championship for you.
It's crazy. Raheem Morris is on the way, guys. He's going to join us here coming up a little bit later on this hour, so stay tuned for that. A
couple guys hit me up on the text line and on Twitter during the break, agreeing with Carl, saying, hey, man, Texas Tech is for real.
They're good.
I mean, I just say, give them Georgia's schedule. See how real they are. You know? To Carl's point, they're Indiana last year. Indiana got beat in a cold, rainy night in South Bend. Now this year, Indiana's been living it up and living up to the hype. The Oregon win is as impressive as any win in the country. But now they're going to get a chance at Ohio State and that presumably in that Big Ten championship.
Remember, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 get the home games, right? We're talking about the rankings. Top four, byes. Right now, where Tech is sitting, they would get a home game. I would have them advancing, Mike, you know, through the first round, regardless of who 12 ends up being, just because I think they're that good at home. But, yeah, man, this is why I love this time of year, because we really start to see the cream rise. And some of these teams are frauds. We know that. But they got to be proven frauds.
Right. And we were just talking about, speaking of which, he's kind of Steve Sarkisian light, talking about Dan Lanning out there with the Oregon Ducks. You know, they got pretty much out-physical and, just to be honest, outplayed by Indiana at home. And, of course, they subsequently have taken care of business. They beat a USC team, which I bet thought they could cover the 10. They took care of business in that one. But he's a guy who's got to break through to that next level, because he's done everything but kind of dot the I or put the cherry on the sundae, right?
The thing, yes, absolutely, for Dan Lanning. One of the highest paid guys. Certainly his program's been relevant. You know, you talk about these 10 wins. You're doing
Big
that every
Big 10 champions last year, but not national champs.
But you got to be in this mix to be the lone man standing. But I'll say this. The difference, or at least the similarities for me, with this Indiana team this year and Texas Tech, is they're both very physical. And Indiana, this was the thing. They went out to Oregon. Everybody said, oh, they'll get slapped. And they literally out-physicaled Oregon and beat their quarterback up. This year's Indiana team, unlike last year, this is the difference for me. They were pretty good offensively last year. I think their quarterback's better this year. He's a little bit more dynamic. But, Mike, physicality-wise, their defense is as physical as it gets, and I think that's a similarity with Tech. Why? And I'm talking about Texas Tech. That's why I give them a puncher's chance against some of these other opponents. But, man, we're going to get a chance to see. It's Dukes and Bell. Coming up, as we said, Coach Rod, Jesse Bates is going to join us as well. We're going to get to our picks coming up here a little bit later on this hour.
Oh, I got three winners right now, bro.
You got three? We need it, man.
Three winners.
We need it, bro. Everybody was 1-2, I think, last week.
I've been 2 weeks of 1-2. And Orin went
2-1.
He's very excited.
Did you hear him back there? Not me.
Yeah, and Day-Day's already crying about the fact he's got to lock in this point spread on a Wednesday.
No. I'm not crying.
Because you know the spread's going to change.
I heard some blubber.
Well, all I'm saying is if we're willing to do it for the holiday,
yeah,
we should
and
be
vacation.
No, we should be willing to do it.
Yes.
If you want to come in and do a show on Friday, you let me know how that works out. You can put your picks in there. The broadcast week ends today. Ergo, you got to go with today's line.
I agree. And by the way, what's probably going to happen is
who uses Ergo in a sense?
Nobody. Some of these lines are going to go up, and you're going to be mad because you picked it. But that's the risk of this. All right, man. We'll get to our picks coming up. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1. Great games on Thanksgiving Day. Packers at Lions. That's the 1 o'clock game. Chiefs, Cowboys at the Cowboys. That's the 4 o'clock game. It feels like it's been 4 o'clock forever. I mean, as a kid, that was the one game. Mom always like, we got to have the food ready, and we're eating before that damn Cowboy game comes on. And then, of course, the Bengals at Ravens. He's back, guys. I'm talking about Joe Burrow. And this is a little bit of a surprise because a lot of folks, Mike, were thinking he might not return this year. Here's Zach Taylor talking about starting Joe Burrow and how important it is.
Winning's important. We want to win. And Joe gives us a great chance to win. And again, Flacco has given us every opportunity. We haven't lost games because of Joe Flacco. He's gone out there and give us everything, and he understands that. That being said, we'll also be all excited to watch Joe Burrow. We watched Joe Burrow now for 6 years and seen the things he can do as well. And again, it's he's worked really hard to get himself back. He's a football player. He wants to play football. We want to win football games. So that will lead into that decision.
Now, I was watching First Take, I think it was yesterday, and the question was,
quite frankly,
can Burrow lead Bengals to playoffs? Okay, going to win 6 in a row, are we? Oh, that sounds interesting. You know, you have no defense. I mean, not a great defense, certainly. Not an elite defense by any stretch. I mean, you gave up 47 points to the freaking Bears. So, but again, I'm not a producer at ESPN, but they have to come up with something for these guys to scream at. But they got a tough schedule, man. Cincinnati, 2 with Baltimore in 3 weeks. It's a Baltimore sandwich with Buffalo in the middle.
Mm.
Then an easy win against Miami, an easy win against Arizona, and maybe Cleveland. So I give you 3-3, but not 6-0.
No, it's hard, man. We lost 5 games in a row. It's hard. It's even harder to win 6-7 in a row.
Right.
Which is why.
Unless you're the Ravens and everybody's healthy.
This is the thing. And that's why this game is going to be big. By the way, get your streaming services right. That one's on Peacock, right? On NBC, I think that game is.
I spent half the
NBC Peacock?
Half of the show yesterday. Carl was laughing, me trying to cancel YouTube TV.
Good luck.
I got it. I figured it out. It took me a while.
By the way.
They never make it easy to cancel
they
it, but I did
so
figure it out.
So hard, man. They do. I
had to have YouTube for that Friday game
earlier
in the year.
And you hadn't canceled yet.
And I canceled, so he was about to start billing me.
Yeah.
Now, Peacock, I got to jump on to watch this game.
No. It's NBC. The early game is obviously Fox. I'm just giving you the rundown here. And then CBS has the Cowboy game. So, and Friday night, by the way, we get Friday night NFL.
Yes.
Bears and Eagles. That's on Prime Video. Get your streaming services right.
Which one's that on?
Prime Video.
Okay, I have that.
All
okay,
right.
I got that.
Al Michaels says he wants to come back, by the way. You cool with it?
Yeah, just get him a better partner. Tell Kirk and his dog to just stick to college. Kirk does a decent job. It's not like he doesn't know football. It's the same sport.
Overexposed?
Yes, and not compelling. Gives you the basic stuff. Yeah. Doesn't give you anything else. I said this to Carl a couple years ago when they launched Prime from Amazon. Let's give the new guys a chance. Put something fresh in there. Give Richard Sherman, and throw Fitzpatrick in there.
Yeah.
And let those guys, and then Al can have some fun. They can do some grab ass, have a little fun. Al can talk about it because he's got a lifetime of experience he can get to that he doesn't get to with Herb Street. Something different. But they won't.
No, he just recently said, I'd love to come back for next year. I don't think he's under contract, but
But you know, the younger audience feels he's not as compelling. And, like, there, I have to admit, there's been some games where he's not been as strong as he should be. But he's getting older. Everybody loses their fastball.
Al's 80, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
come on. But there was a few plays a couple weeks back where it's quite clear to the audience what had happened, and he didn't know.
He didn't see it.
Oh, it's a turnover. Yeah, it's important now. Yeah. You've got to be on that. So, or maybe the spotter, he's not hearing his spotter. I don't know.
We talked about the Cowboys. What about the Packers at Lions? By the way, Lions are a 2.5-point favorite. Here's Dan Campbell talking about containing Micah Parsons.
We know, look, he's a dynamic player. He's a dynamic rusher. This guy plays hard. He's got a quick first step. He's powerful. He's quick. Look, you see him club the tight end, nudges him, already beats that. Then the tackle engages him. Then the slide comes to him, the guard gets on him, and he beats both of them. And that's just it. It's like it. If you're going to use that many resources, you have to stop this guy. And he'll just keep coming.
Hard to handicap this one because we saw a two-game losing streak where they couldn't really score any points for Green Bay. They bounced back. They beat that Giants team 27-20. No problem with Minnesota because J.J. McCarthy's hot garbage.
Yeah.
But the Lions, after looking like they would be battling for that number one seed in the NFC, have been a little wobble of their own. Win one, lose one. Win one, lose one. And again, beating the Giants, having to go to overtime, you know, that was a little confusing. What do you think? You think it's going to come down to like last play?
Series for certain. I do. It is a field goal game. I think both of these teams are capable of going on Super Bowl runs. I like the Lions a little bit better at home.
Mm.
Dude, they're fast on that turf at home. They're just hard to stop. But this could go either way. I actually like the Lions to cover the 2.5, Mike. I think it's a field goal game, and it probably comes down to that last series.
Also, for what it's worth, you know, while they had some issues, you know, in their passing game, you do get some of your bigger pieces back. Watson is now back, Christian Watson, at wide receiver. So
big
maybe
deal.
They try to get him involved more on Thursday.
Yeah, and speaking of being back, he apologized, Ja'Marr Chase. So his quarterback, they're boys. I mean, real boys. And his quarterback is back, and Ja'Marr is going to be back. But, Mike, we talked about it, you and I, but he apologized for spitting on Jalen Ramsey. The quote was, "What I did was wrong. There's zero place in our sport or in life for that level of disrespect." Love Ja'Marr Chase. Come on, dog. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of in the locker room, still in his bag. He said, "No, I didn't spit. and they got like seven different. It's the NFL, man. They got like 18 cameras. There's going to be an angle. So you seem to, and it was, and by the way, it wasn't like a teeth spit. It was like a sloppy spit.
It was sloppy.
It was like ooh, don't do that.
Yeah, it dribbled down his chin.
Yeah, man, that's like, come on, that's nasty. That's like, you might as well be have a Copenhagen going when you do that. And then speaking of which, Trevon Merrig. He gets suspended for one game. We talked about at the end of the show for punching, oof, Juwan Jennings right in the finales. He said, "Jennings did more stuff you didn't see." Well, I didn't see it, and neither did the refs.
Yeah, that's dirty, though,
that's
man.
That's dirty, man, punching a guy in the jimmy.
Can't do that. I mean, like, that's, again, Mike, this you would think this was a street fight.
Yeah, I mean, that's low. I mean, that's low.
I agree, but, you know, you would think, like, he had me, and I was a quarter away from my life being taken.
I mean,
come on.
Never punched anybody in the balls.
I've never done it.
Man law. The Kansas City-Dallas game is compelling. Kansas City is hanging on by their chinny-chin-chin.
They got to win.
Cowboys, everyone starts to believe in the Cowboys. See, Cowboys, you just get everyone all fired up, and, oh, here they come. And then Cowboys will lay an egg on Thursday. Or do you think Kansas City just ain't that show anymore?
No, look, I don't think they're as good as they were, but that Mahomes dude, man. I thought they were going to lose last week. I did.
Right.
And they came back. So hopefully we get a good game. All I want on Thanksgiving is to be fat and happy and get some good games.
Mm.
Hey, join 92.9 The Game and Bud Light for a Falcons and Jets watch party on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Mazzy's Sports Tavern, that's on Venture Drive in Duluth. Watch the Falcons battle the Jets with Allie Mack, Freddie Falcon, and the cheer team. And you can compete in Bud Light's football toss to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Las Vegas to compete for Super Bowl tickets. Guys, it's right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Must be 21 plus, and please drink responsibly. Coach Roz on the way. We're live inside the Ticketmaster studios. It's Dukes and Bell.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
That's what he said in the song. Hey, man, we're hanging out inside the Ticketmaster Studios on a Wednesday. Having some fun, man. It's funny. What was your drive up here, by the way? What was it? Was it busy?
From the south side of town, remind you, I'm 56 miles from the south Alabama side. State line. 1 hour, 18 minutes.
Okay.
Including, thank you, one of the greatest developments in transportation in North Georgia was the creation of the Peach Pass Lane. And today it came in handy because it was a dead stop on 85.
Was it really?
From like 285 through Jimmy Carter all the way up and up to practically 316. So making good time, feeling good.
All right, man. Yeah, I was just curious. I mean, like, I guess I came the back way, which was relaxing, which, you know, you come up 400 and you ride all these back roads, and it wasn't that bad. I was like, wow, it's not that bad, but I wasn't on the freeway, so right. I didn't know what it looked like.
Well, I wanted less of leg room because I know tonight it's going to be a four-hour drive home, so I mean, it's supposed to be my truck. It was my father-in-law's truck. When my father-in-law passed, Becky's dad, he left me the big old F-150 extended cab. I still feel like such a goofball every time.
Driving it?
Every time I get in that, I just feel like...
Don't you feel like a, man, though, don't you?
I told you, the day I went to Home Depot and I was getting some slate and some rocks and had some leather gloves on. And I was like... And this one guy goes, wow, look at you, Mike, a man's man.
With the truck.
That's me, Bubba. But it is funny to be built Ford tough. I never thought I'd be that guy.
Driving a truck, man, it makes you feel that way. And everybody told me when I got one, because my dad had one for years, and I was like, I don't want no truck.
Yep.
And he was like, son, drive a truck, you'll never go back. And I was like, whatever. And then I got a truck, and I love my truck. So I'm with you, man. I don't know if I don't know if I'm fortunate enough to not have a truck in my life, Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I will tell you guys this, and this is the other part about these trucks. And a lot of you guys out there driving trucks, you know this. They're expensive. These trucks cost more than some of these damn luxury cars out here.
I can't even fit it. Me and Mike Johnson here on the morning shift, he got a brand new truck. Well, my father-in-law had the lift kit. It don't fit in our garage at the building. So I guess I'm going to have to take the antenna off. He's like, wham, wham, wham. I think it was banging around. One thing, it's funny, though, sitting up high, because I'm in the Corvette, you have no idea what's going on. If there's an SUV, you don't know what's going on ahead of you. So you got to give, you know, as I learned in many of my driving classes, Carl, state mandated, give yourself 2 to 3 Mississippis
some
behind
extra
the
room,
car.
Some extra room.
But you can see ahead in the truck. Real quick, we spent a lot of time yesterday waiting on Coach Raheem Morris on the Gainesville-Brunswick controversy with 39, but now to 35 players being eliminated for the Langston Hughes game, suspended. But pursuing the legal remedy now to try to get these kids reinstated. Guy hit me up saying, and he was kind of being snarky. He goes, well, I wonder if the coach is spending enough time getting his kids ready as he is on the media this week. And I hit him back, and I said, he's got to make his case. Talking about the head coach of Gainesville, I said, if your kid misses his last game in high school for having a teammate's back, I think you'd feel differently. So, I mean, unless you're just an arch rival of Gainesville and you want to see them get screwed.
There's no coach worth his salt that's not going to fight for his kids. And that means going public. That means being on every broadcast that you can be on, within reason, without hurting your own case, and getting some public perception behind it, Mike, and making people understand your side of things. If Josh Niblett was not doing anything, more people would be upset. You would think he didn't give a damn and that this wasn't important to him. He understands these are this particular groups. Every group is different. Every year, this group, this is their last shot, and I'm going to fight to try to get them that opportunity. So I have no issues with him, man, being wherever the hell he's been. I know he's been on the media and TV and all that stuff, but he has to.
Let me be Perry Mason for a minute.
Okay,
I
like Perry Mason.
You be the judge, and I'll run this by. I like the one that HBO came up with a couple years ago.
It's good.
The original origin story, not the one with Raymond Burr. But anyway, I'll be the lawyer here for the school. You know, you could argue, Your Honor, that the Georgia High School Sports Association did not give us fair and equitable protection for our players. I just use fair and equitable. It sounds like something a lawyer would say. But you did not give us protection for our players because the refs didn't do their job and didn't admonish players for the other team. That when the game started getting away from them, they got chippy, that we, the players, had to take it upon themselves to protect them because the referees wouldn't protect themselves. I know it's a thin argument, but I throw it out there.
You throw everything, Mike.
Right? I mean, we've seen arguments won for less, right?
Yeah, you've got to. Look, I think that's valid. I just don't.
Your organization, sir, is to blame for this.
You cost us.
You didn't have officials. And by the way, we'll give you an example. Well, we found out, and we've got videotape showing the Colquitt game getting chippy against Grayson. And the officials in that game, because we talked to a couple of listeners who were at that game, said the referees grabbed the bull by the horns, took control of it. Your referees that you assigned to this game didn't, and now we're getting punished for it. How about that?
I think it's fair. Does that change?
Can I use ipso facto and habeas corpus in my argument?
Does it change the minds of the folks who are ultimately making this decision? I don't know, but I do think it's reasonable. You're not saying anything that's not reasonable. And by the way, now we're talking about Perry Mason. You like the Knives Out movies? Have you seen those? I like those.
It's hard to wrap your head around Daniel Craig with a Southern accent. Other than that, yes.
Yes, but all these
hashtag
guys
my James Bond.
All these guys. Yeah, I'm with you on that. All these guys are English, man. It's hard.
Right.
But yeah, I didn't necessarily know what I was getting into. And the Knives
it's
Out.
Well done. It's very
is.
Well done.
It's pretty damn good. If you've not seen it, they're like mystery movies and, you know, whodunit. It's pretty fun. Either way, since you said Perry Mason. This situation with Gainesville, this is how I feel. It's Wednesday. I don't think it's going to get resolved in their favor, and I hate it for them.
Mm.
I'd love to see it get resolved in their favor, but I don't think it is. And when you lose that amount of players, I don't care what level you're at, you can't compete at the level with the school you're playing against. Again, Hughes is not going to lay down. And I think, Mike, you know, you're forcing Gainesville to make a decision to say, all right, we'll go with what we have, and maybe they get embarrassed. Or you say we forfeit, because I'm not going to put my kids in this situation to go out there and get embarrassed knowing that I have all these young men out. What's up, Day-Day?
Just so you know, an update in that situation, they did file an injunction this morning.
Okay.
And so basically that would,
if the judge buys it,
right, it would overturn the suspension of the 35 players before Friday's game.
Right.
But I don't know how all this works with it being the holidays.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's Thanksgiving
nature,
week.
Like,
you and I were talking yesterday about, could you have
– judge is like, I'll see y'all Monday.
Right. Well, Your Honor, that's a problem. Your Honor, the game is Friday, sir.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I got friends that are attorneys. They're like, man, I'm out of court till 2 weeks from now. I'm like,
no,
I don't know.
We said this and don't know, and somebody knows the answer to this. I mean, could you have an unprecedented situation where, you know, the GHSA has a bunch of refs or people that work for them come in and look at the videotape and figure out who was the most, I mean, if a guy is egregiously swinging on another guy, protecting, you know, hands, a guy who's just simply there, you know, just trying to be once you're off the bench, technically in the eyes of the high school rules, you're not a peacemaker. But you'd say that to kids who played their entire lives since Pop Warner, and they're seeing a guy swinging on a guy without a helmet, right?
It's unfortunate, man. Because of the rule, and I understand GHSA's stance in the sense that if we open the door to allow in this instant. Mm-hmm. Now what are we doing the next time this happens?
Right. Well, as Carl said off the air, it's playoffs. If it was regular season, good luck next week. You know, but playoffs is just the finality of it. Carl made a great argument. We talked about it, you know, earlier. Your kids' potential if your kid's not going to – and a lot of these kids are going to college. Yeah, but for many of these kids, it's your last chance to ever play high school football.
Yeah, but the goal is, man, and again, I can only speak to my experience. Going into that last year when you have a good team, to know you could walk off that field as state champions and nobody can ever take that away from you. Like, there's no feeling in the world. I cannot explain to you, and many of you, if you've had a chance to experience it, I cannot explain to you that journey of this is it, that last opportunity. Now, somebody's going to lose, obviously, and I've been on the other side of that. But, Mike, that part of this, there's no replacing it. Hey, what happened your senior year? Man, we got suspended. We didn't get a chance to go at it. Right. We didn't even get a chance to get there. And if they lose the Hughes with all their guys, then you lost to a better team. But you're losing in a situation like this. You know what Gainesville is going to say? What if we would have had all our players? Mm-hmm. And it becomes the biggest excuse for the next 20 years for those kids that don't get to play and live it. Right. And say, man, you know what? We were good enough.
And this is
we didn't get a chance to play y'all, though.
And have a rematch at the state championship, right, Dede? A rematch.
Yeah, a rematch from two years ago.
Right. Years.
So what's that make now? So Hughes is like, what, a 17-point favorite?
Stop it. They're what? Good. They're really good.
I'm going to take some action on that.
404-726-0929.
They didn't get the injunction. Give me a C note on Lakes and Hughes.
We don't have the answers, but we do have opinions, and we know you guys do, too, about it. I wish they could play, and I wish that this would be, you know, turned in the right way for them. But I don't see it. All right. With that said, man, coach is on the way. We keep saying that because he is. Practice is going on. Maybe they're going a little bit longer today, Mike. Maybe Kirk Cousins is having a little bit more input on the offense today.
Yeah, we're not going to see Drake London. Coach already talked about that. Yeah. So Drake's going to miss 2 weeks, unfortunately. But, hey, they've resurrected Mooney. And DS5 got a big catch. We talked earlier. I talked to Zach Robinson about his other tight end. You know, the one who catches the football.
What'd he say?
He goes, yeah, he does a hell of a job, and you betcha. I kind of asked a loaded question about how disappointed are you in Pitts' inconsistency.
You know what, Mike? That sounds like a loaded question.
Yeah, I tried.
We're coming back live at Flowery Branch. It's Dukes and Bell.
An envelope of cash showed up at my apartment yesterday with a news clip and a throb is dead.
An envelope. That worked.
An envelope of cash. So somebody suspects foul play and goes through this high chair dance of hiring me, of staying anonymous. It makes no damn sense.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Talking about the hearing that we were all wondering when are they actually going, when is this going to happen, is happening. Now, apparently it's Zoom. So the official ruling could come down within the hour here, and we're going to keep you updated on whether or not they're going to get a chance to potentially play this weekend against Hughes in the quarterfinals of the high school state playoffs. But Mike and I and Day-Day, we were all kind of joking around, like, who's hearing this thing with the holiday? They got it in today, so this injunction that they have filed is being heard, and there could be a ruling on this maybe before we get out of here tonight.
Is it Judge Wapner or Judge Judy?
My guess is, Mike, Day-Day, you can't wait. It's not like the judge is like, I'll be back next week. Right. You got to make a decision now. Today.
And their argument is Georgia law on self. They're saying GHSA ignored Georgia's law on self-defense.
So
that's the argument that they're
– I like
one
it.
One of the again, arguments that they're –
I like that argument.
And again, Carl, again, if I was representing this Gainesville football team –
What would you say?
Again, the organization failed to provide protection for our players. The referees did not do their job, resulting in players, unfortunately, having to protect their own teammates. The resulting situation was again. It's the Brunswick coach, Your Honor. May I cite the quote from the Brunswick coach who says his kids are a bunch of maniacs and they started this.
Let me give you the actual. That's how you would have to read it, Your Honor.
According to GHSA law, they created an arbitrary and capricious punishment. There's not equal protection for my team in the eyes of the law.
Wow.
I added that last.
That
part.
Sounds pretty good.
Right. Again.
This I mean, those big words.
This
impressive.
Has exceeded the authority and violates fairness and due process, Your Honor. Furthermore. In closing.
Furthermore.
Then I'd state some, then of course you come up with some. If we want to look for a historical precedent, Shapiro versus Kentucky, Your Honor, in 1927. It always helps you to sort of.
I just.
Brandish a legal precedent when you're making your argument.
I just imagine. Wow. Yeah, well, it's true, Steak. I imagine that the person that is representing...
By the way, for the record, I sued Calipari for not covering in the Final Four.
the person that's representing Gainesville, if it's not, in fact, their AD or whomever, does he speak like this, Your Honor? That's why that makes me laugh. But, man, look.
It's like Clarence Darrow.
Oh, yeah.
Your Honor.
Your Honor. Good luck. We will let you know as soon as we hear something, but this could be a game changer. And, look. I hate it for the kids because you're going to have all this buildup, and then this thing may go their way, and then if they get blown out, it's like too many distractions, too much is going on this week. I don't know how they're focusing. I don't know what's going on up there at Gainesville. All I'm saying is they should have an opportunity to play. That's where I've been, and I said I'd stand on that. I hope they get a chance. But I'm just saying, if they get the opportunity, then what happens? Because now you got to get ready for this game, and it's a quick turnaround. Not that they haven't been. I'm assuming they've been practicing. But, man, it's just like, well, we don't know if you're going to be here. So you're starting right now. We don't know if you're going to be available. So you jump in here. Like, that's probably been part of it.
Yeah, because I think someone out there listening can correct us, especially if you're part of the high school world here in Georgia. But I think once you're suspended by GHSA, you
can't practice.
Even participate.
Practice.
Right.
All right, man. More on that. But we wanted to tell you the hearing is ongoing.
I always wanted to be a lawyer. My dad wanted me to be a lawyer because I'm a big mouth. You could have been a lawyer.
Easily.
You know,
we can easily
because if you do talk radio,
that's why my daughter
can argue all day.
She's like, Dad, I have a lot of your traits. I'm like, really, really? Okay. But yeah, man, I just think that I find it fascinating myself. These kinds of cases and situations. Mike said it. You lean one way or the other. And by the way, we're not downing the Brunswick kids or the Brunswick high school.
No, but there's
a right and a wrong here. And I think when you watch the footage, it's pretty evident where you can start to lean. And then the other side of this is they were winning the game.
And there was one kid, and as we said, there's always, like, emotions are running high. Could be his last game for all we know. I don't know if he was an upperclassman or a junior or whatever he was. But there was one kid that was noticeably chippier than the other players. And that's why we said in the Grayson Colquitt game, they started seeing things go a little sideways. That's when referees take control.
Did you hear what the kid said?
What he said?
Sweep the leg, Johnny!
And then he's laying there, get him a body bag!
Sweep the leg, Johnny!
You have a problem with that, Mr. Lawrence?
What's wrong with y'all?
You didn't hear what that kid said?
So, I mean, what are these referees? Because, again, as we said yesterday, we know it's a tough, thankless job. It's hard to do it in a major football crazy state like Georgia. But, again, the Colquitt referee with Grayson, those guys had balls. They had their backbone. I mean, what was this other guy? I don't know. Is he like Jack Lemmon and like Gary Glenn Ross? Yeah. Ref, you got to take control of this game. I can't touch a player.
Yeah.
I don't know. What?
Just take my notebook out.
I'm going to number 73, number 24,
it's
19.
It's terrible.
It's going down your permanent record.
Oh, my goodness. We've got to ask Rob. He's ever been involved in anything like that. What's going on, man?
Happy Thanksgiving,
Happy
baby.
Happy Thanksgiving to
what's
you.
Up? What's up, Bass?
You feeling good? How you doing?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yes, we're on the air. We're just climbing around.
We're talking about this high school situation.
I apologize.
The Gainesville High School kids, they got suspended for the next playoff game. It was a big fight, and the refs basically didn't take charge of the game, so it's become a thing. It got in the courts.
You know, it's
tough.
We've
been talking about.
We've kind of discussed that a little bit. I think we got to get a grasp on the whole game. You know, we got spitting. We got illegal punches.
We got
things happen after the game. And, like, you know, who's in charge? Who's got to take control of those things? And it's like it's a fine line. Right, because at the high school game, you got to think about it. Like, there's a young referees, there's a young people. Is it their job to step in and break it up? Then is it the coach? And then easily, how you can figure out like the coaches could escalate that more if a coach grabs the wrong player,
right?
And how that can really go dark. So I think it's just something we got to take a look at. It's happening too much. It's happening too often. And then obviously we need to fix the problem. It's a tough physical game, and like little small skirmishes break out at all times. And as you guys know, you played long enough and watched it long enough. When that official jumps in and you see the stripes, usually that's the signal for you to grab your teammate and get your teammate out of
right.
there.
That's right.
You know, obviously in the NFL, we took the coaches off the field. You know, we had the big deal a couple years ago when the coach went on the grass.
Did you vote for that, by the way? Did you guys vote for that?
I don't remember. I don't remember either. I just remember it's the player's game, and like you don't want the coaches out there. Even when you're out there in a good form or fashion, it's kind of a different deal. It is nice to go out there when you're head coach and you get your injured guys or whoever's on the field and you can go check on them and things of that nature, because that's always a good thing. And then you get a chance to see some of that, your buddies over there. But it's getting a little
too much,
right?
Scarce because of who's going to break up the fight. You having you talk about that is the weird thing.
Yeah. Well,
and then you even got to think about a couple years ago when the Troopers, one of the college games, broke it up and they end up macing kids. Like, that's a little too far too, right? It's like,
right.
What's the fine line? Like, you know what I mean?
Totally. I mean,
we saw the South Carolina Texas A&M game. Remember the trooper that could shove at a kid?
Yeah, I mean,
that was crazy.
It's excessive.
That's excessive.
That dude got hit immediately. By the way, the bosses saw that. Like, okay, you're on a little vacation there, Slick.
Yeah, man. Some of this stuff is nuts. Coach Raheem Morse joining us, guys. It's on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We are getting ready for the Jets on Sunday.
Congrats on the win.
Thank you. Congrats to you guys.
No, man. We needed it.
You're a part of it too. We all needed it. We needed it from a fan base. Needed it from the players. You need it from the coaching standpoint. You need it for peace of mind. You need it for a bunch of things. You need it for like everything that you got going on. Because you know, like, I know people write you off and do all those things, but you never know.
No, and look, as much as we've been frustrated with, I'm talking from a fan's perspective, with the way the season has gone, Mike and I, we had to have a reality check with our listeners, you know, saying, look, we got 7 weeks.
Right.
We don't know what can happen. We saw last year with us and how this thing turns. You don't know. So with that said, let's talk about some of the things that people are interested in. First, an update. I think we heard you say, and there's being reports, no Drake this week. What's the situation with Drake London?
Drake's doubtful. You know, I don't know what the official status is. Bassley puts that out so we don't get in trouble from National Football League.
Doubtful? Mm-hmm. Doubtful?
You know, but you know, like, realistically, you know, we knew it was a multi-week injury. When I say week to week, kind of use that for everybody so you guys kind of get a feel for it. Drake looks good. He's moving well. I'm sure he's going to try to talk me onto the ledge as opposed to off. Mm. You know, that's just the mentality of Drake.
But Coach, how does that work, by the way? Does a play just come to you and go like, come on, I want to play?
Well, you know, not always in that fashion. But usually what happens is you go through a certain amount of clearance and then – you know, there's a possibility of it, and there's a chance, and then there's flat nose and like what it takes and what the estimated time lengths are. And you got a lot of smart people than me and you doing that. So then when a player feels really good, they try to rush themselves back sometimes, and sometimes you got to protect them from themselves.
Well, one of the cool stories from New Orleans was seeing Darnell Mooney getting involved, and we saw play action. Kirk Cousins with an absolute dime, 50 yards in the air. That's as good as it looks. Gets us back to your favorite conversation, play action under center. You talked about Kirk does it better. Was there ever a
not necessarily better. It's just he's done it longer. He's more comfortable doing it.
Okay.
When there was no pistol when we grew up, you know, like when Kirk's not far from us.
Right.
You know, so like he's done that for a long time. And then, you know, really his pistol days kind of began in Washington, right? When RG3 was the starter and he was the backup, and RG3 was a big pistol guy. We were able to implement a lot of things later on the Bears. You remember all the zone read stuff with those guys. And obviously when you become the quarterback, you get good at those things and throwing plaques and off those things.
Right.
And then it kind of evolved. And then with the Achilles, when he got back and he got really comfortable in a pistol because of some of those things. So like it's just kind of evolved to that world. So like, you know, I never really have a preference to either one, but I do have different reasons why you like each one. I won't tell you guys to elaborate because I don't want those guys to know why. But there are different reasons for you to do it. You know, last year, for example, we probably led the league in drop-back passes in the pistol last year, you know, at one point. And, you know, big part of the 500-yard day, you know, like is how do you identify it as a defense? You know, do you identify it as up under dot or do you identify it as shotgun? And a lot of those things are based on what you can control and how you manipulate coverage and things of that nature. So, like, there's a bunch of different reasons for it. I know everybody has a simple answer on the radio, but, like, that's right. Just not the easy part.
With Penix Jr., just as a follow-up, was when you got him in, when they drafted, you talked about in the process, guys like Fontenot was very high, Terry was high on Michael Penix Jr. Did you envision him just being a shotgun quarterback? Because the NFL, the feeling is, yes, you can use the pistol, but at some point you got to be under center, and he's going to have to learn to be under center and be more comfortable being under center.
No, Mike can do whatever. You know, he's been in the center this year. We've done a little bit of that as well. So, like, it's just a matter of where you want to be based on game plan, based on preference, based on things of that nature. And there's a couple really good points that we love in the pistol that we don't like to really share. But, like, there's a couple different points about it, like not just with the quarterback, with other people, with timing, with certain things of that nature. So there's a couple different things you love. I might tell you off air.
Okay. I want to hear it. It's Coach Raheem Morris joining us, guys, as we get ready for the Jets. How much input does Kirk have when it comes to the game plan? And how much input did Michael have when it comes to the game plan? Now, I know there are different places, but I think this has been a topic of conversation, Coach, because of Cousins' experience, and maybe that's why this looked a little different, is because he came in and said, hey, these are the things I want to do, versus Michael saying, what should we do?
So I'll start from the beginning. I got to start with Mike first, right? Mike was the first year starter this year, and Mike came in really as his first year going to his full-time starting deal, and you kind of just pick it up and you do what you're told at those moments. But, you know, like the problem was the just in a couple weeks before and previous weeks, we talked about, hey, you taking the keys, taking more ownership, being able to talk. And, like, what was really sad about the injuries is that he had just started to do that. So you start to feel some rhythm, some routine from him, some certain things that just
so he was giving
you,
more?
Yeah, help you grow as a quarterback.
Okay.
Like, then that's like when you – it's like anything else. If you come to 92.9 with a suggestion and they do it, you got to make it work, right?
True.
you take a little bit of my ownership. So, like, those are the things you were encouraging from him. Like, that doesn't happen in two games. That doesn't happen in one game. That doesn't happen – overnight. Like, that takes a little bit of time with young quarterbacks, where Kurt has been doing it for a bunch of different years, and he necessarily is not as comfortable coming to you just telling you everything to do, but he's going to be more vocal when you talk about the things that he does like from a practice standpoint and being able to articulate that when he comes off the grass or the next morning, whatever the case may be, or if it's just something that, you know, maybe you don't understand fully or you want to get more clarity to, those conversations are a lot easier had at that moment for him. So I believe he can go out and do some of those things as well. And that's where Michael was heading, and he, you know, got a chance to sit behind Kurt and watch some of those things.
It is head coach Raheem Morris, guys, live inside the Ticketmaster Studios at the Branch. How much conversation, how much time was spent with you and Terry and the staff to say, we are going to pivot from Kirk Cousins after last season and say, hey, you know, we're moving forward with Michael Penix? And because the initial impression was you paid good money for Cousins. You figured
your
OC is working with him for 3 years, 2 years minimum. And how hard was that to come to that decision?
All those decisions are tough. You know, there's no easy decisions in football. And it's really why I say to you guys a lot, you don't get it, but I don't ride the emotional roller coaster, because you got to make the best decision for the Atlanta Falcons at the time. And we weren't playing very well, you know, when we had to make that decision. And it was a couple weeks in a row, and you kept hoping you could turn it around. You kept hoping your thing would just pop. And then eventually we got to that Raider game where we won the game, but it just didn't feel as well as it should and do some things you want to have. And you got to go take a chance to get that shot, to take that stretch run and go get it, right? And we made the move. We won a Giant game, and we're not able to finish that Washington game. And then, obviously, we ended it in a shootout when we lost to Carolina. But want to give ourselves the best opportunity to go win that thing. And it didn't pan out. But those decisions are always tough. You know, those right. decisions never get easy. You just got to make the right one.
Was there ever a chance that Cousins would be the starter this year, to start the season?
No. There would be no real reasons that you could have made Kurt the starter, you know, based on our offseason, based on our preparation, based on the things that we had done. And Mike had done such a great job. You guys have been able to witness a lot of those practices, and you've been a part of it. Don't try to act like he wasn't here.
We saw him making throws.
We were excited about it.
Yeah, everybody's excited. So, like, we came into the thing, you know, really fired up. And I'm still fired up about Mike. I mean, I think the world of him, so I can't wait.
So he's had surgery today?
Yes, surgery. Yes, what's today?
Wednesday. So he had surgery Tuesday.
He had surgery yesterday.
Okay.
You know, had surgery. It went well. Everything came back great. I don't want to give you any doctor's terms. Just know it went well. And then everything is expected to be, you know, on task and on hand for what we all expect from that injury.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys. As before we get to the Jets and stuff, I saw this. I think Bass and company maybe posted it. Rookie leaders, sacks, Jalen Walker. Interceptions, Xavier Watts. Pressure rate, James Pierce Jr. All three of these rookies are on our squad. And as I put it out there, the future is bright. What do you see with these individuals and how they've contributed to this football team?
We're missing Billy. Obviously, he got injured twice, but he was a significant contributor for us as well, starting nickel for us, made big-time plays, interceptions, all kinds of stuff. You know, but our rookies that are playing currently and talking about it now and just kind of going on it, Jalen Walker was able to come on the scene and really show right away he was a run-dominant player, using his hands, hand usage, started him out playing primarily on the edge, and then you start to see him slowly creep around to the interior rush, to off the ball, to some of the drops, and then all of a sudden, you know, the rush just got better from a dynamic personality, from bending the corner, coming around the edge, or running games, or being able to manipulate protections with a guy like him and Kaden, being able to work in unison with those two guys. So I think his growth and development has been awesome. Had a little small setback with the groin. You know, obviously we all freaked out, got all nervous about it, but that's a part of our game. And I was really happy to see how he developed, even when he got hurt. And so when he bounced back, it's really been moving in the right direction for him. And then James, we watched him very early on, you know, show right away the pass rush that he was. You know, we all were enamored by the amounts of fights that he had in practice and training camp. But what we've seen from that point on is how he grew from a run defender and how he was able to use his hands in the run game, how he was able to throw hands, the physicality of the game and how his body's changed has really helped him morph into what he's become the last about 4 or 5 weeks, right, where he's almost unblockable at times. Like, he's got such a good pass rush, such a good get-off. You know, he plays with such a good demeanor. He's been playing better and harder. A lot of credit to his coach, Jackie Smith. You know, a lot of credit to all the guys around him. You know, Brick, you got to give credit to just putting these guys with the heart, mind, fist mentality. And then, obviously, X, right from the beginning, you remember the first game of the season. He had two picks that he could have had in the first game that would definitely change the outcome of that game. And he was that close, missed them. And since then, he's been able to grab in a Minnesota game. He's been in last week. And he's always making these timely plays. And one of the most impressive was last week, making the tackle on Kamara on the screen from the middle of the field. I haven't seen that. I mean, Kamara is a special player in a lot of space. So to be able to see him close and make that kind of tackle was special.
We talked a lot the last couple of weeks about special teams. On the positive side, you're able to get the big field goal, the long field goal before the half, and Zane's been doing a good job.
Sure.
But still allowing too many big flipping the field with big kick returns. How do you stop
that? One last week, and it was a one-man show. That's been corrected, and it that can't happen, right? You can't void a lane and get out and do those things. And
somebody's been benched. Go ahead, Coach.
The other positive was the return game got going, you know, and it was nullified by one other selfish play on a taunting penalty.
Saw that.
And that can't happen, right? That was the difference in field position.
And like, you addressed that on the field.
Without those two plays, I mean, you're looking at a really good special teams day. Like, that's some really impressive tackles. Mike Ford's been one of the best special team players in the league all year. And then to finally get Agnew going, right? He almost won us a game the week before with a big return, set us up to score. And then this week came out, popped a really big return, and then had another to really knock that game, put it out of the way, and help us establish some field position, because that was tough defense, hard to go all the way down the field, just like we were hard to go down the field on. And like Those things can't happen. You can help yourself win that way.
Yeah, big penalties. I know it drives us nuts. Coach, before we talk about the Jets, it's Coach Raheem Morris, guys, here on a Wednesday up at Flower Branch. I just want to get clarification because we were just talking about this to our audience. Mike asked the question. You're saying Michael Penix can do all the things, but Kirk is under center. He is more comfortable there. I just want clarification because I think the question for a lot of Falcon fans is, will Michael Penix be able to be under center the way we need him to be when he returns? Because we've seen Cousins do it and have success, but yet we didn't see as much with Michael Penix. Yeah. That's the perception.
Yeah, Mike can go under center at any time. You know, Mike was able to go under center this year. He can go under center at any time. He's actually had a lot of success in the play action pass off the pistol this year, right? Because Mike has such a big arm and providing more space that he's actually had a couple of different stuff on some of the play passes to Drake and things of that nature. You know, like we didn't get a chance to get the big connection with him and Mooney, like the blazer that we hit the other day. But like you'd like to get some of those things done as well. But like Mike can do whatever you ask him to do.
Because this year we saw some good, some bad, some ugly. I think you see that with any rookie quarterback or quarterback going to his first 14 starts. The footwork stuff, is that things, everything you saw was correctable? Or was some of this because the offensive line, there were some breakdowns that struggled in the losing streak specifically where the third down conversion rate went way down, completion rate went down as well?
Yeah, that was all encompassing. You know, you nailed that, right? That was pretty easy. You know, talking about like some of it was breakdown from either a protection standpoint or some of it was breakdown from either a really good defense. Got to give those guys credit at times. Or some of it was either a missed throw or some of it was a drop at times. Or some of those, they were all encompassing in those moments, especially when you had that stretch of really bad third downs in those moments. But even within that stretch where we had the bad third downs, it was moments there where we didn't have a third down because of the play action passes and the explosive plays that we were able to create with them, or him or Bijan being able to get down the field and be able to eliminate that. You know, I believe the Colt game, I don't know, I think we were 0-for, I don't know, for third downs, but we had like three really big scoring drives there. We didn't touch a third down.
Right.
And that was impressive, too.
We've known Aaron Glenn a long time. He's putting his mark on the Jets. Was happy when he got the job, but it's a tough place. Mm. But they've been competitive, Coach, and they're doing a lot of good things. We were telling our audience, defense is allowing 193 passing yards a game. That's ranked 10th in the NFL. 127 rushing yards per game. There are some things their team is doing well despite the record. What are you seeing with the Jets?
Yeah, it's the same thing you just mentioned, you know, talking about a team that wants to run the football and be able to stop the run. So they want to be able to go out there and do those things, and they're probably establishing a new defense, establishing a new offense, and they're going out there and establishing those things. Those things don't happen overnight. They traded away a bunch of players. They accumulated a bunch of picks. You know, they're in a transition period on what they want to do, and I think they've done a nice job. And, like, you better come ready to play because they've shown they can play with anybody.
Yeah, Brick knows these guys, as you said. They got playmakers on defense. So, more of that two tight end, a lot more tight ends, tight end city on Sunday.
You know, you never give away a game plan. I thought that was pretty unique to come out and do as missed 13 as we did last week, and it was again specific to who we just played. So, like, yeah, obviously, you never abandon all of everything, and you never go away from completely doing what you did a little bit the week before because you can build on some of those things. But you can expect to see a bunch of different personnel.
Okay.
All right. Last thing. Got to get sentimental with you. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Bash, you too, in here behind the scenes. What are you thankful for, man? What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful I don't have to see Bassity that long tomorrow.
we are practicing, right? Tomorrow you guys got practice?
We do have practice. We're coming in a little bit earlier. You guys are probably waking up, you know, getting all breakfast up or a little bit of breakfast. You know, you have the small breakfast.
Yeah.
Have your little coffee and you'll be with your families, and then we'll be together with our family, the football family, and we'll come in. We'll be able to get our meetings in, be able to get our installs in, obviously be able to combine our walkthrough and practice where we can do it together, get it on the grass, and then come right off the field and allow those guys to be able to get home so they can get to their family. So, like, trying to get those guys home, you know, hopefully before 2, get them to their house so they can enjoy their families, be able to watch some of the games with their families, be able to have a little bit of that moment. You know, obviously the coaches will be here a little bit longer, because you got to prepare for the next day, right? You come in and they don't start over. So you got to prepare for the next day. But hopefully we all can get home as a coaching staff, and some people can work from home, do some different things and get there so we can all be home to enjoy.
You watch football on Thanksgiving or you – because you live it every day. No.
No, I always enjoy those moments because, like, how often do you get a chance to sit with your son and watch the game, right? And you know, so, like, sitting there with watching the game with him and, you know, printing out the schedule and letting him make his picks –
right.
You know, it's always fun.
Okay.
And he always picks it based on sentimental value. And yeah, that's my Uncle Kyle. That's my Uncle Sean.
Oh.
And, you know, so.
Because he knows his dudes.
Correct.
Yeah,
so, like,
that's cool.
So, like, he Uncle Matt and all those guys.
All right, final question. We had a big spirited debate on this one, more than we talk about the pistol and under center. Green bean casserole, where do you fall on green bean casserole?
This is the funniest thing ever. You know, Jalen Ramsey just texted me that today, right? Big joke in L.A.
Oh, wow.
Are you a green bean guy, green bean casserole guy? And you know, everybody knows it's a race joke. You guys are all running away from it.
We had our home.
I'm glad you said it.
It was a part of our
Thanksgiving. That was like it's a tradition.
I'm just throwing it out there. They made me eat it.
Let's not kid ourselves. In 237, I mean, everybody ate green beans. This man never seen a green bean casserole before in his life. So, you know.
All right,
man. It is what it is.
That's a no.
Good stuff. Good luck against the Jets, Coach. Appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving. All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Thanks, there he is, Raheem Morris, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're listening to WGZC. And we are going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we're going to get Jesse Bates in. He's coming, so stay there. Mm. Our safety's on the way. Next.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.